بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Each one of us, we must have certain muamalat that we do on a daily basis. So for example, our azkar, those of you that have got taluk, so we are telling you, try to read the Bharat Tasbih daily. You don't have to read it so slow also. This way, just reading slowly, ta'aliman. However, you can read it at a bit of a faster pace. And if you're not managing the whole Bharat Tasbih, then you can make mashwara and read less. But whatever we are doing, do it with istiqamat. Then try to read 40 durood salat and salam at least once daily. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi's munajat e maqbool, so it is broken up into 7 days. It's all adhiya of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first one has, was Saturday, all the different duas that appear in the Quran Sharif, all the Rabbanas, Rabbana, and then the other days, all different du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have been compiled, and he put it into 7 parts. It makes it easy. On a Friday you read this part, Saturday that part, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So try to make that du'a, because those are the du'as of Quran and the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What can be better du'as than that? Then also try to read manzil daily. Manzil, try to read daily, blow on your palms, wipe over your whole body. And in the morning read Yasin Sharif, read the morning duas. The nafal salas, try to have it in our lives. Some tahajjud, even if it's 2 rakats, 4 rakats. If we can't read long rakats, no problem. Read how much we can. How much we can manage to read, read. Then ishraq. If a person is working class, now he has to leave, go to work, whatever, he's not going to get chance to read his duha. Make niyat, when he's reading ishraq, make niyat for ishraq and duha one time. Read 2 rakats namaz, make niyat for ishraq, make niyat for duha also. There is no shortage in Allah Ta'ala's treasures and Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Allah Ta'ala can give us the sawab. Then have a stipulated amount of Quran Sharif that we're reading daily. People that make taluk sometimes, they're very worried about the zikr. What zikr I must make, what zikr I must make. But sometimes Quran Sharif tilawat is non-existent in the person's life. He's only reading Quran Sharif in Ramadan Sharif. So this is wrong. Quran Sharif is one of the best forms of zikr. So we must have an amount of Quran Sharif that we're reading daily. So each person will know, Hafiz ul Quran, he should be reading few paras a day. And non-Hafiz, at least if a non-Hafiz and he can read Quran Sharif fluently, then he should try and read a para a day. Every month he'll make 1 khatam. If he can't manage a para, then read 3/4 para. Every 40 days he'll make a khatam. And if a person's reading is weak and he's reading very slow, even 1/4 para daily, few rukus also daily, few pages also daily, but have a set amount and a time and make sure that we do it. Then minimum we should be reading at least 300 times Durood Sharif. That is a minimum requirement. 300 Durood Sharif daily. One elderly person many years ago, he used to attend the program. And I met him one time, and he told me, he said, Maulana, from the time you said this, I'm reading 300 Durood Sharif daily. He said, how I do it? So after every Faraz Namaz, I don't move till I don't read 60 times Durud Sharif. So I get my 300 for the day. Just in traffic, waiting to go to work, in traffic or dropping your children off or whatever, you'll be able to read even more than that. It's just a ghaflat comes in, then we forget. But if you're just conscious of it, you'll be able to read much more than that also. So try to read minimum 300 Durood Sharif, 100 Istighfar for the day. You can manage more Nurun Ala Nur. Then in the evenings, try to read our Masnoon Surahs. Our Surah Waqia, Surah Mulk, Surah Sajda, the evening duas. So we must have this little bit mu'amalat in our life. Otherwise we're just like a rat chasing our tail. We're just running behind this world and now it became paddle and became this and became... All things are taking up our time, gymming and flumming and swimming and, you know, so many things taking up all our time. And then we got no time for our mu'amalat. So we must have this in order. The other thing is to try and come away early in the masjid for salah. And as we mentioned last night, when we're coming for salah, our focus must be Allah Ta'ala. Don't come for salah in a casual manner. Talking, chirping. Some people are coming for namaz smoking. Coming for salah, en route for salah the smoking. Now, we need the malaika of rahmah. We're smoking, chasing all the malaika. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shouldn't even eat foods that had an odor, strong odor, because he used to be in communication with the malaika all the time. Right? And that was foods. Now this smoking and all that, this is offensive to the malaika. Now a person is coming for salah and he's smoking. Now what kind of namaz is he going to read then? We should be coming for salah, we're making istighfar. Ya Allah, now I'm going to present myself to you now. How much gunas I committed from the last namaz to this namaz. Ya Allah, I've made wudu. I tried according to your instruction, cleansed my physical body. You cleanse the inside. That should be our worry, our fikr. The other weakness that is coming into us today is that we don't want to read our sunnah ghair mu'akkada. Sunnah ghair mu'akkada. Nafl is like, I don't know which fiqh kitab we read now, that if any nafl namaz come, then there is sawab not to read it. I don't know which fiqh kitab is stating that, because hardly we reading a nafl. We only want to read, and that too those who are reading. Otherwise it is so sad, so sad. I am receiving emails and messages. Right? And that is those people who want to make Islam. So many people, even knowledgeable people, they are writing that I'm not even reading my sunnah mu'akkada. Forget the ghair mu'akkada. This is what happens when we start letting things slip. You must remember your mustahab actions will protect your sunnah. Your sunnah will protect your farz. When we say, oh, this is just mustahab, the mustahab will be gone. Now the next thing in the firing line is the sunnah. The next thing, the sunnah will be gone, and Allah forbid that the faraz also is gone. So these are our defense lines. These are all our defenses. When we're going to indulge in the makruh things, then slowly we'll get involved in the haram things also. We start, you know, getting involved in doubtful things. Then before we know it, we'll be in haram also. So we must be very, very careful. Keep all our defenses in mind. So try to come early for salah and read all, how many rakats there is for that namaz, try to read all the rakats. Sometime we're not well, sometime we're in a hurry for something, it's understandable. But it mustn't become a standard practice in our life that I don't read those rakats. And why are those rakats stipulated then? We must try our best, try to read it. Then, this hifazat of the eyes, you know. Hifazat of the eyes, this is a big challenge in today's time. Very, very big challenge. But, not to say it's impossible. We must try our best. Try our best. If we fail, make tawbah, make istighfar, read some salatul tawbah also, keep making dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you give me tawfiq, you give me tawfiq. Protect our gaze. And the other thing is to take out time to make dua. One was the munajat, I told you, try to read that. That will take you, once you get fluent with it, those who are fluent already with your Arabic and all that, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, you'll read the dua for the day. Those who are not fluent may take you a little bit longer, slowly, slowly you will learn it, and after that it will flow on your tongue. But over and above that, take out a few minutes daily, raise your hand, make your own dua. Talk to Allah Ta'ala. Cry to Allah Ta'ala. And don't let shaitan deceive us. Sometime you're making dua to Allah Ta'ala for some worldly thing. You got some worldly pareshani. Sometime you're going through a difficulty. Now maybe prior to that we're not making so much of dua. Now we're going through some pareshani, some family problem, business problem, financial problem, health problem, children problem, whatever it may be. So now you're going through some difficulty. So now you think, let me start making dua. Then what shaitan whispers? You're a hypocrite, you. Now you're turning to Allah. Only when you need money, now you're turning. Ignore him. Ignore him. If we don't turn to Allah Ta'ala, who are we going to turn to? If we don't turn to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala sometimes puts a certain difficulty in our life to make us turn to Him. That your life is going very smooth, you're forgetting me. So now Allah puts one problem there that we turn to Allah. So that becomes the means to turn to Allah Ta'ala. So then turn to Allah, cry to Allah, talk to Allah, and then make it a standard practice in our daily life. After that it must continue. Don't wait for another knock after that. Continue with it. Take out time, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Other thing, brothers, bring muhabbat. Bring muhabbat. Whether it is in our families, whether it is in our communities, leave all this fighting. Over silly, silly things, small, small things, we're fighting, we're arguing. Dunyavi things give other people the benefit. Your brother is disputing with you over a couple of rands, seem to have it. No, you're right, boy. Your calculation must be correct. Take it, no problem. There's a dispute over some property or something, boy. Take it, no man. Have it. Take the knock. Keep the peace. Take the knock, keep the peace. The family tie is more important than the dispute. Right? If it's not over a material thing, maybe some misunderstanding, maybe something, go and ask for maaf. Ask the person for maaf. Usme kya? No matter whose fault it is, ask the person for maaf. And bury the hatchet and move on. What are we going to do about trying to prove the point now? No, but whose fault it was, but no, you're not understanding, you see, you did the wrong. What are you going to get out of that? Just leave it. Let it go, who's right, who's wrong, what are we worried about? Just make maaf and keep moving. Our road is to Allah Pak. We want all these things come way in between. He is making khalal in our namaz also, making khalal in our zikr also. Every way is making khalal. If we are really in a situation that we are totally, totally unhappy, then come out from there. Why are you sitting there? Who said you have to sit there? Come out of there. Come out of there. Why sit there and be unhappy? Come out of there. The problem is, the honey also is sweet. We're checking now, no, if I come out from here now, now what my loss is going to be now. There was one person, always remember this incident. He was in a business with his brothers. And a lot of, they having now, you know, loggerheads. So he made taluk with Hazrat Mohammad Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So one time when Hazrat went to the town where they were living, so he came to Hazrat, he said, no, brothers are here now, why you don't call them, you know, sort this thing out. And so Hazrat asked him, are you prepared to listen to me? So he said, he's thinking Hazrat going to call them. So Hazrat asked him, you're prepared to listen to me? You made taluk with me, you're prepared to listen? So he said, gee, no, I'm prepared to listen. So Hazrat told him, go to your brothers and tell them you want out and they mustn't give you nothing. You want out from the businesses and they mustn't give you nothing. So now, he said, but he's going to, as I said, I asked you if you're going to listen. So he went and he did that. Now at that time, how difficult must have been for him, how many years he may have worked there, whatever. He did that, he moved away from the town, and it was days of checks, you know. There was a zamana of checks. So he says that now he was worried now, his expenses now for the first, till he gets, starts something. So he said, Hazrat wrote one check, signed it for him, with no amount, and put in his pocket. He told him, you fill what amount you need for your expenses. So he said, he never filled the amount. But he went and he started something. And Allah gave him so much of barakat. Allah gave him so much of barakat. And then he went back to Hazrat and he returned the check. But the point is that we have to have trust in Allah Pak. Have trust in Allah Pak. Now if we're sitting in a situation where things are just not working out, we are at loggerheads, we're fighting, we're arguing all the time. So come out from there. It got a rope, usme kya? Come out of the situation, go do something small. Allah Pak will give you barakat and carry on with your life. Do things with mashwara. I'm just giving an example that you, if you really, really, you're not getting doing something, move out. Go, do something else. But don't stay in a toxic environment, toxic situation where so much of bad akhlaq is being shown on us all the time. Don't stay in that kind of a situation. Right? So bring about muhabbat. Bring about muhabbat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted that this muhabbat must flow in the ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the effect that your iman cannot be complete until you love one another. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us different prescriptions how to bring about this muhabbat. One is to make salam. Other is to feed people, exchange gifts. Now we also, when we hear about feeding, then our head goes, you know, what kind of feeding? Then gifts also, now our head goes, now what kind of gifts? No. Small, small things. Little, little things. You don't have to do big, big things. Give somebody a miswak. I remember one day I left Hazrat Rahmatullah's office and I was going to return home now, started driving. So Hazrat Rahmatullah sent somebody behind me. That was flashing. I stopped. He came and said, no, Hazrat said, must give you this. One miswak. Hazrat used to keep a bale of that Primax chips. Hey, I'm not promoting Primax. The small packets of chips. He used to keep a bale in the office. He give you one packet of the chips. Give you one packet of the chips. But how you appreciate that one packet of chips now? So, a gift doesn't have to be expensive. Exchange gifts and maintain muhabbat. Maintain muhabbat. The other thing, brothers, our Hazrat Muhammadul Haq Maghdasa, this last Thursday and the previous Thursday, he gave two majlises on the upbringing of children. Included in there, he spoke about the environment in the house, relationship between husband and wife, etc. So normally I don't put Hazrat's bayans on the group where we post all our bayans. You can't take jewels and put with stones. But these two I posted in there. I posted in there because in this zamana this is so important. So Hazrat mentioned such important points. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it. Listen to it attentively. Try to listen to it with the wife, with the family. Listen to it and make amal upon it. So the tarbiyat of our children, tarbiyat in our homes, established deen. We expect these rulers of Muslim countries to establish shariat in their countries. When they're not doing it, we are pointing fingers at them. They're supposed to be doing it. I'm not saying they mustn't do it. They're supposed to be doing it. When they're not doing it, we're pointing fingers at them. Why are we not establishing deen in our homes? Now we worried that no, what the wife will say, what the in-laws are going to say, what the son-in-law is going to say, what my daughter is going to say. We worried about those things. So those people also worried what Trump is going to say, what Netanyahu going to say, what the UN going to say. So we got our own UN there and our own Netanyahu and Trump, you know, in our house. No, we must establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. We got to be firm, right? Not like a military sergeant, but on certain things which is to do with haram, halal, we got to be firm. And if we don't be firm, it mustn't happen tomorrow. We're sitting with our hand in our heads. I remember one person, I may have mentioned to you, but it just come to my mind again. This person sat for i'tikaf, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, one year. On Eid day, he came to Quwwatul Islam, Ginger Road. The time we were based there in Ginger Road. So he came there. Not Quwwatul Islam Lens. Quwwatul Islam Lens also, I was a musalli there. Was the neighbor of the masjid for a while. And this was the one here in Marisford. So, he came there. Now it's a bit strange to see a person on Eid day that he's got no family, nothing. You know, he's just like lost. I said, by where you from, whatever, so you gave me a bit of background. So I said, are you here today, you came to visit somebody? He said, no, I just came to see you. You came to see me on Eid day. So he said, no, I sat with Hazrat for i'tikaf and I thought I'd just come meet you. And so then he opened up. So he's telling me, he says, Moana, you know what, I was one of those people. I mean, the ulama used to talk about parda in the homes between brother-in-law, sister-in-law, cousins, dozens, all that. And I used to also say, Imanas, The problem is they spend 6-7 years in Darul Uloom, they don't see no woman. Then after that when they come out, they're all wild. So that's why they so much parda, we make parda. We grew up now in varsity, high school, business, we meeting women all the time. For us, we don't have to worry about these things. And he said, I used to downplay it. And my circle of friends, so whenever one alim would come and give a bayan about this parda, when we come outside, then oh, another one, we used to comment like that. He said, Moana, what must I tell you? He said, my wife has run away with my brother-in-law. He said, today I'm in that position. That's why I've got nowhere to go for it. Half the whole family is broken. Half the family now is taking the daughter's side. Half the family is taking that fellow's side. Some people are blaming me. And this is the situation. We get emails from people telling us what they're doing in the in-laws' house. How they wait to go for a meal because they're busy looking at the sister-in-law. Parda dari aaj ye natija nikla jisko samjhe the beta wo bhatija nikla. When we threw away parda, then this result came about, that the one who we thought is our son turned out to be our nephew. These things are happening in the community. Allah Pak doesn't put these laws there for nothing. These laws are all there for a reason. Now when we are making a business decision and the wife, she wants to give her input, then in the back of our mind, these women, what do they know? They naqisatul akal. Even the Morana said in the bayan, they naqisatul akal. But when it comes to deen and we want to establish some hukam of deen, then all of a sudden we give their opinion a lot of status. No, the wife, no. They're squealing now. My mother is squealing. My mother-in-law is squealing. Granny is squealing. No. The Amir of the house is gone. So we have to get down to establishing these things. As I said, not like a military sergeant, but at the same time, you can't be like a wimp also. There has to be some sternness. Look here. By next week, this, you finish, give it 1 month now. And every week you're giving targhib. Because it's our own fault. We didn't do it from the first day. So they all got used to the situation. Now, to go and change it is like looking awkward. So now you gave it 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, alright. See ya now. Look, by next week, it has to be sorted out now. Right? If this thing is not sorted out, don't expect me to have supper. Khalas. Like how they being stubborn on their wrong, why can't we be stubborn on our good? So that's just one aspect. There's so many other aspects in our lives. And the starting place is with ourselves. Don't now only we want them to change. The children must change, the wife must change, everybody must change. But I'm not giving up my bad habits. I'm not changing my ways. Starting point must be me. So when they will see that, no, my husband is so serious about change, then automatically, and you cry to Allah, automatically the wife too will start changing, children too will start changing in 90% of the cases. Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala reward you for coming. Allah Ta'ala replace whatever expense you had to endure in order to come. Allah give it back to you many, many fold. Allah Ta'ala reward your families. Make it a means of our hidayat, a means of us being blessed with the love of Allah Ta'ala. the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala bless us with nisbat ma'allah. Nisbat ma'allah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make mukammal islah. Give us istiqamat. All our muamalat, everything, give us istiqamat. And Allah Ta'ala take everybody home also, safely, make everybody reach home with afiat. So we can read our ishraq, and after ishraq, you can't leave till you don't have breakfast. Otherwise we can't eat that, you're all weak, now we're going to eat the breakfast, right? I'd rather have some breakfast. You don't have to tell your wife you ate the breakfast, yeah? You go home, have another breakfast with her too. She too will be happy. But have something. And then you can go, inshallah. This kitab, I'm carrying it. I carried it to Cape Town also. I want to read this Hadith Sharif. But for some reason, its time will come. Its time will come. I'm just not getting a chance. Inshallah. Ta'ala will read. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. One last point coming to my head is parda on the day of Eid. So the one parda we, lot of us are particular about is parda for the animals. So, no. One animal mustn't see the other animal getting slaughtered. That is important. Very, very important. We must keep it up. Just as we make sure that is in place, so we have to make sure this parda between men and women also is in place. The grandparents, they don't see it as it's supposed to be seen. Because to them, All my grandchildren. So they just want everybody must be together and have fun and carry on. For life is not about fun. Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. Our life is not about entertainment and fun. So we must put these things in place. Make sure the woman folk are separate. Sometime you got one lady, she got shock, she wants to slaughter the animal. So no problem. Get the animal on the floor, everything, get her mahrams there, let them hold the animal, and tell all the men to move away. All the men must go away. I'm talking about if it's in your yard, you know. Sometime now you got one sister-in-law, one daughter-in-law or something, she got shock, she wants to slaughter the animal. So no problem, fulfill her shock also, but do it in a way that will make Allah happy. Get the animal down, get her mahrams to hold the animal down, and then everybody else, tell everybody else to move away from there. Then let her come and make zabah. After she made zabah, tell her to move away from there. There is a way. There is a way. If we just serious about it, it can get done. Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.